Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting third. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting seventh. The catcher, Norm Schluter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter takes first base on ball four. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schluter moves to second. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Schluter moves to third. Peters moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hockett. Burns reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Burns is safe. Burns moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schluter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schluter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul O'Day now playing left field. Orris Hockett now playing center field. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Schluter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schluter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schluter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schluter moves to second. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards the mound. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rocco hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Burns bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Norm Schluter. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Lou Boudreau now playing shortstop. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn bunts towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Mac covering, for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 4 in the game. Christman hits a line drive towards first. Rocco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 4 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Day who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. One out. It's 2-1. Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. K. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.